You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The segment is brought to you by Omnia, your agriculture partner for more than 70 years.
Now, the world of agriculture has gone through some significant challenges over the last couple of weeks and months, to the extent that the Minister of Agriculture has proposed something quite interesting around insuring farmers and better protecting farmers. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail because the team at the Land Bank shares the Minister's views, and I'm joined on the line by the Executive Manager for Operations at the Land Bank, Andries Mahladze, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Andries, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Take us through the risks that farmers are now facing from a climate perspective that necessitates the need for looking at insurance protection in a bit more detail.
Thanks, Jimmy, for having us tonight. Good evening. If I may track a bit a month, 3 months back, at the start of the summer season around October, November, the season started very well. But you'll recall, Jimmy, around end of November, December, right up until now in May, the country has received widespread rain in most parts of the summer growing regions and agricultural regions. You'll particularly remember Christmas and New Year were actually very wet days of celebration. The continuous rain and widespread rain was accompanied with hail and, of course, effectively affected farmers in terms of crops being destroyed, wind destroying farmers' crops, and so forth. Fast forward to the first week of May, we have seen excessive winds and storms in the Western Cape, which affected areas like Rabaul, Sirius, right up to Langkloof and the Eastern Cape. This rainfall and storms resulted in flooding, which destroyed infrastructure, roads, telephone lines, and so forth. And on the agricultural side, a lot of the agricultural fields, orchards, vineyards were destroyed in the Western Cape. I'm sure you may have seen windstorms of over 100 kilometers per hour affecting most of the areas, resulting in communities being displaced, as I've said, infrastructure, and a lot of orchards washed away. A typical vineyard, Jimmy, when it's washed away, the reestablishment costs of that vineyard per hectare ranges anything from 500,000 to 1.2 million rand, which is huge cost for the farmer. So effectively, farmers' production was heavily affected by the various weather events that we experienced throughout the season, right from the beginning of summer up to now. The past summer was predicted to be a La Nina season. That's why we experienced above average rainfall in most parts of the country. Of course, if you look at the Crop Estimate Committee, you'll see the expected grain yields are high at 17 million tons expected for the summer, which one would assume we had a very good season. Of course, from a yield-wise good season, but the operating environment that farmers faced from a weather perspective was exceedingly tough, Jimmy.
Andries, let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at the impact that that has on farmers and on how it is we need to start thinking about protecting our farmers. From a climate perspective, our farmers have no control over the weather conditions they're going to get in any given harvest period or farming period. But there are things that can be done, at least from an insurance perspective, from a safeguard perspective, to safeguard against these unforeseen things. How do we start to think about the security of our farmers and the safety of what it is that they do? Because effectively, that results in long-term food security for the country as well.
True, Jimmy. Agriculture is essentially an open-air industry, as you say. And farmers face vagaries of weather and various elements. So it is important that farmers in their farming operations should integrate insurance as part of their risk overall risk management strategy. Well, with that, I mean in their operations, they need to consider buying insurance for any potential damage or loss that they could encounter in the field. And of course, we know that insurance in this country, for example, not all farmers have access to insurance because of costs. And if we look at issues of financial inclusion, the majority of smallholder farmers do not have access because of costs, because of awareness. And therefore, it's our responsibility to make sure that we implement educational campaigns to farmers, particularly the smallholder farmers, and create mechanisms that insurance become affordable, not only for smallholder farmers, but also for commercial farmers. If you look around the world, Jimmy, in countries like the US, China, and India, insurance penetration, agricultural insurance penetration is high purely because farmers get support through public-private partnerships and subsidies from government. And if you come back to the continent, a country like Zambia, you've got farmers participating in agri-scheme called Farmers Input Support Program, where the scheme through a public-private partnership provides protection to over 1.2 million farmers. And you also look at a country like Uganda. They've got schemes backed by government which supports farmers and also makes insurance affordable to farmers. And of course, here at home, we've already started discussions with the Minister of Agriculture on how best we can provide that support and cushion farmers against the huge cost of insurance so that they can be able to buy all farmers across the board, commercial farmers as well as smallholder farmers. Because, as I said, the exposure to weather is so high, and the only way that the farmers can do is to buy insurance, but also to implement smart agriculture, smart strategies. With that, I mean implementing technologies that will make sure that as the weather is changing, as the climate is changing, they adapt their operations to the changing weather events that are happening in the country. So it requires a whole lot of actors, ourselves as the Land Bank Insurance, government and other participants, including farmers, to make sure that we work together and create solutions that will benefit all the farmers.
And it goes beyond just the insurance of the farmers and goes into ensuring food security in South Africa is protected. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Andries Mahlatse of the Land Bank joining us to take a look at the potential of insurance being looked at to protect farmers from weather conditions.
The segment was brought to you by Omnia. Your harvest, our greatest achievement.
In farming, success rarely happens by chance. But when I look ahead and surround myself with the right expertise, I feel confident in my ability to succeed.
At Omnia, we're not just a fertilizer supplier. With a holistic approach built on science, data-driven insights, and experience, we support you throughout the entire season. Your harvest is our greatest achievement.
When I partner with Omnia, I can grow with confidence.
Contact Omnia today and start growing your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.